warning. The Catholic Man Show contains high levels of manliness. If you think you may be too weak to withstand the manliness represented in the following program, please do yourself a favor and stop listening now. If you choose to continue in spite of this warning, if at any time you feel yourself overcome by the manliness, stop immediately and consult your closest medical professional. And now, for the not so fair, faint, or frilly, we present The Catholic Man Show.
Welcome to the Catholic Man Show. We are on the Lord's team. The winning side, so raise your glass. I'm Adam Minahan, sitting here in studio, for it is not a study, it is not a studio, it is a studio, with David Niles. Dave, I gotta tell you, a guy hit us up, Jason Zimdar, who's actually a Council of Man member, and on Instagram, and said, I thought it was a stud EO. And I was like, why did I not think of that?
Isn't it though?
Yes. I was like, oh man, that so from now on it is now a stud EO.
It I'm just letting it soak in.
Letting that soak in, yeah. So anyway, if this is your first time listening to the Catholic Man Show, we do three things every episode. The first segment, we open, review, and enjoy a man beverage. The second segment, we talk about a man gear. We highlight a man gear, something that any guy should want or need or have. And then the third thing we do is we jump into a topic. Those are the three things we do. Every episode, we're predictable. We don't really throw you very many curveballs.
Just right hooks. Right hooks to the face.
And this episode, we have a special guest with us. And I was thinking about this actually just a few minutes before we started. And I thought, you know what? There's something that we all three have in common, okay?
Beards. Oh, no, I forgot. Sorry. Sorry.
You're lucky. I went to confession. I'm not going to call you. I'm not going to say what I think I want to say. No, we are all three are referred to as. Oh, you are somebody's husband.
Yeah.
You know. Oh, you are.
Oh, you're Pamela's husband.
Oh, you're Haley's husband. And this is Abby Johnson's husband, Doug Johnson. Doug, thanks so much, man, for hanging out with us today.
That's right. I am Mr. Abby Johnson.
So we all three are all on that same.
First order extraordinaire, yeah.
Yeah, we are all right there together.
And it feels good.
I got to tell you, if somebody says that to me, it's like, I've been called so much worse.
Totally.
So I'm happy to take, you're Haley's husband.
Every time someone says that to me, I count it as like a victory statement. Like, heck yes. I locked down Pamela.
Yeah. You know what
I
mean? Like,
yeah, I married up, folks.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's not a joke. That's a real thing that happened.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah.
So Doug, you have a Facebook blog, a Facebook page and blog, Doug on Tap. Everybody needs to go check that out. It's just on Facebook. Just type in Doug on Tap. It's the first thing that comes up. But Doug, you are a very, very busy man.
Yes, a little bit.
Yes. Tell us a little bit about what you have right now that you are juggling between just everyday life.
Well, we just we had babies 6 and 7 at the same time in May. And so, yeah, 7 kids. We went from, I guess, 5 years. In 5 years, we went from a family of 3 to a family of 9. And so that means we went through several vehicles real fast, ended up with a 12-passenger van.
All right.
And yes.
I love it. It's got a truck engine. And, it's the best money I ever spent. It's my man van. It looks like a giant toaster, but I'll take it. Yeah. So, I can tow a trailer with it, so we can still go camping. It's great.
That's
and
awesome.
Then my wife, you know, Abby Johnson, she's a pro-life speaker and works on pro-life legislation. She's written a couple of books, and I guess some people know her. She's been on the news once or twice. She was just on Carson Tucker the other day.
Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
Golly. See, that's, I don't get to watch TV much anymore, so I don't know anything.
No, I actually watched that interview. She did an awesome job.
Oh yeah, it was great. It was supposed to help plug her second book a little more, The Walls Are Talking, which is like stories from other women that have left the abortion industry.
Yeah.
And they didn't end up talking about it, so there was kind of a snafu there. But that's okay. I mean, it was good for her. You know, she came off great. She completely irritated and upset the other side. She got a lot of hate Twitter. So you're not effective if you're not upsetting somebody, right? So
that's right. That's right. Okay, so hey, let's get into this. Let's get into the first segment.
Okay, I mean, let's talk about the drink.
Yes.
Where we talk about our beards?
Yeah.
rude. Okay. Listen, God had to, like, you know, God makes everybody with a default, and so that's my thing that I have to, that's my cross I have to bear.
I actually cut my beard to get it this long.
All right, whatever.
There's nothing more irritating than a tall, handsome, muscled up dude that tells me how much he wishes he could have a beard like me. And I'm like, well, dude, I'm not going to get any taller. I'm 5'6". So can't have it all, fella.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry you can't add a beard to your muscles and your awesome face.
Yeah, handsome man. Yeah, you jerk. Can't
add beard to your muscles.
Okay, so let's talk. We actually did our very first, we collaborated here. We did our very first beer review.
Indeed.
With Doug.
So a Quattro beer review.
Yeah, we did four different beers. We picked four different beers. I picked one, Dave picked one, and then we let Doug pick two, and we all reviewed those four beers.
Yeah.
So make sure you go check out, it's on our Facebook page, and it's on Doug's Facebook page. Go check it out, because it was a lot of fun. At least I had a lot of fun doing it.
I fit two sacraments into my review of Chimay Blue. Two sacraments.
Oh, look at that.
It was amazing. But that's because that beer is amazing.
Yeah.
I just told people not to get too drunk drinking it.
There you go. Yeah. That's good.
Well, I'm looking out for other people.
Yeah. And the same, we also reviewed Tweak by Avery. That's also another one you got to watch out because it's 16% alcohol.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Yes.
It's also so delicious.
Yeah. So
kind
be careful.
Expensive,
so the one we're drinking today is one that we actually reviewed on the blog. It is a Scotch style ale from Founders. I'm not a huge fan of the actual name of the beer, but
but it is oh so good.
But it is if you are a Scotch style ale drinker, this is a good one to have.
Yeah, Scotch ale.
Really, Founders in general, Doug. Don't you think? Have you had other Founders beers before?
They only make one beer I don't like. The rest of them I think are fantabulous.
Yeah, I mean,
what's the one you don't like? I'm just curious.
All Day IPA.
Okay. So that one's a staple in my fridge. Just because it's so affordable. That's why I buy it.
Well, and you can drink a bunch of it. It's a session beer, right? So you can drink as much of it as you want, and it's no big deal. But I just don't care for the taste of it. I can barely finish one.
Wow. Okay. Well,
is it the hops or is it
hoppy?
Something else?
So I think it's the low ABV, and it doesn't balance out. It doesn't have very much alcohol in it. I found that with IPAs, I like what the resin, it's 9%. Mm-hmm. So I like that and above, or about six and a half and above on IPAs. It's like kind of where I like to live.
Yeah. Yeah. So the resin you're talking about, another beer we reviewed was 6 points low res,
mm-hmm.
Which is kind of like the little brother to their,
resin
IPA, which is it's a Saison IPA. The low res is,
mm-hmm. But it is good,
but it's definitely better than all day IPA. But today we're drinking, do we have to give out an advisory before saying what beer we're giving?
Well, I would say so because there's some dads who listen with younger kids.
All right, so there is a language advisory involved with the name of the beer. So if you want to come back and listen to this later.
Yeah.
Or just tell your kids earmuffs.
Yeah, however you
Whatever your MO is, however you operate in your domain. Today we're drinking Dirty Bastard by
Founders.
And this is also a staple in my house, also because it's affordable. Founders is the best at making good beer that doesn't cost a ton of money. I hate spending $10 for a six pack, but that's the standard, you know?
Yeah. Well, craft beer has really come a long way. So they're like, hey, you got to pay for this awesomeness.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And I do love that about craft beer.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what people did before. I guess everyone is drinking just
Bud Light.
Miller Lite and Bud Light, but
yeah,
that's terrible.
Yeah, but I do. Okay, so we're going to be talking about our man gear has to do with, you know, the fall time, football season, things like that. And to me, this Scotch style ale is really good with tailgating. I don't know, for whatever reason, I gravitate towards having these in the cooler, and just like
it's a good cold weather beer.
Yeah, it is. I think that I don't know, for whatever reason.
Warms you up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just have this idea of like it's almost like drizzling, kind of gray outside, and like this is the beer I would want to go to.
It's kind of like the
Scottish, right? So
yeah, I mean Scotland,
Scotland, right? Ireland, Scotland, they're the same.
Makes sense.
Yeah,
it's kind of like the hot chocolate of beer, not in the way it tastes, but in like the way it makes you feel. You know what I'm saying?
I like that. I like that. Doug, real quick, I heard, you told us that you were a WWE fan.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I have to tell you, the guy who does the intro to our podcast is the voice of WWE.
Yeah.
Who's that guy?
He does the promos for WWE.
I don't know his name.
I forget his name. Yeah, but
how'd you get a hold of that guy?
It was
a friend.
A friend. Yeah, and it was kind of a win.
Yeah.
So anyway,
That's a thing that really happened.
That really happened. So when we get back, we're going to jump into the beer. I'm here with Doug and Dave. We're on the Lord's team.
The winning side.
So raise your glass.
Welcome back to the Catholic Man Show. I'm David Niles, here with Mr. Doug Johnson, a.k.a. Mr. Abby Johnson, as he put it himself.
That's right.
I'm also joined by my co-host and friend, Adam Minahan. It's now time for that special moment of the show where we highlight a man gear.
It is special.
And talk about how manly it is and how manly we are when we use it. So, Doug.
I like it.
Doug, this man gear was your idea, and I'm a huge fan. So, first of all, tell us what it is, and then tell us why it's so awesome.
Okay, well, I have a Traeger pellet grill, and there's a lot of different types of pellet or brands, I guess you could say. A lot of different companies make them, but I have Traeger, which I think is kind of the original, the gold standard. And so a friend of mine, he got one, and he gave me his smaller one. He bought a bigger one, but he gave me his smaller one for Christmas this last year.
Score.
Yeah.
And it was, he's like, well, I eat over here all the time, so I want you to bark. I want to come over here and have smoked meats.
So the gift was a little selfish. Like, if I give this to him, he's gonna invite me over.
Right. But it's fantastic. I mean, imagine like you have a crock pot in your kitchen, you just plug it in, you set your temperature, and you can walk away. You don't have to do anything else. But you can do that for like a brisket or a pork shoulder or pork ribs or a whole chicken. But you just go outside and you set your temperature, and it uses real smoke. So you got like these little tiny pellets. They look like little pills or vitamins, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like they're super small pellets. And you just kind of have to keep your little box of pellets filled. And then it has like an auger, and it pushes the little pellets into the things about the size of a coffee can. It keeps that lit. And then you can adjust your temperature. So you can just super slow smoke something like a brisket. And it's better than most restaurants I've been to.
So the higher the temperature, the faster it will feed pellets, essentially.
Yes. And so you kind of have to keep up with that. You can't totally walk away. Sometimes about every 3 to 4 hours, sometimes you got to check and make sure the fire hasn't gone out.
Yeah.
Or, but honestly, when it's cold outside, say we get to about 65, and yeah, that's kind of cold in Texas. So you want to sit outside. You want to wear blue jeans and flannel. I look like a lumberjack smoking meat. So my beard, I have my mason jar filled with beer, whatever beer. It's usually dark. And you just sit there and you smell it. You just take in the smell of cooking meat and pecan smoke. Oh, it's glorious. It's glorious.
Yeah. Okay. So I like the idea of being able to not worry about the temperature so much with the pellets. But, you know, part of the reason why I like smoking is like what you were just mentioning, like being outside, you know, kind of fidgeting with the smoker, if you will, you know, and like just being outside and drinking the beer and, you know, maybe smoking a cigar or a pipe or, you know, something and like hanging out, just being outside. And like the long process it takes.
Yeah, the long process, because it's like builds the anticipation,
of
you
like,
know.
Oh, this is gonna be so
even
good.
Even though you may have done it 100 times, you're still always worried. Like, is it gonna be good?
Right.
Is it gonna be good? And so, you know it's gonna be good, but you just can't help but wonder, like, what's it gonna taste like?
Well, that's what happens. A bunch of men standing around going, "This is gonna be really good, fellas."
Right.
Like, yeah. Yeah, it's the same conversation. It's like, man, this is gonna be so good. Have you tried my rub before?
Like, what, do you use a rub or do you marinate?
Are you ejecting? Are you injecting?
Well, every once in a while, you go, "How's your fantasy football team going?"
That's right. In fact, we just had our fantasy football draft.
Yeah,
for the Council of Man. So the Council of Man are just guys who. Donate $10 a month to the Catholic Man Show, and they're in a Facebook group. And our buddy Rich is in there. He's the guy who kind of connected Doug and us to be able to do this. But anyway,
yeah. Congrats to Rich. He just had a new one.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
he did have a new one. Yeah, cheers to Rich.
Introducing a new one.
Hey,
to the world.
Cheers!
Yeah.
Cheers.
His first Rich. Girl. He has four boys, and then
and now a girl. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Very happy.
Rich. May the love of your daughter be ever fragrant and never harsh, and may you protect her.
You're so reeky.
And Bobby. Rich, cheers to you, man.
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't land.
Yeah,
you know
what, Dave? You've like done these off the cuff cheers. This is like what, our 70th episode maybe, and you've done off the cuff cheers almost about every two or three ones, and this is your first bomb. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Sometimes when I say things, it's like, wow, that came out better than I thought it would.
Oh, and Rich has a blog. He's a stay-at-home dad as well, called The Grumpy Dad. I'm going to plug the guy.
Yeah,
bombed on the toast. I'm going to plug his blog.
Yeah, we just did last week as well, because, I mean, it's a great blog, The Grumpy Dad. Yeah, go check that out.
Very fun.
Great blog. Great dude. Just great dude. Anyway, so.
What are you saying about fidgeting with the wood in the grill and trying to keep your temperatures right, and I'm bad at it. And the thing about the Traeger is it's idiot-proof.
Yeah, that's true. So what? Okay, so you use pecan smoke. Is that what you're using most of the time?
I usually like pecan. You can get apple.
Oh, yeah, cherry.
All different kinds of different wood flavors. And Walmart sells, like, a huge bag. Super cheap, and basically I think it's all the leftover flavored wood, and they just scraped it off and turned it into a blend, as they say.
Yeah,
I'm using the quotation.
Yeah,
and it works just fine too, and it's bang for your buck. It's super easy to use, and I mean the Traeger, the grill costs about $400 brand new, and it's worth it. But you could also go on Craigslist and get it much cheaper.
That's a good idea.
It would be perfect for tailgating. Like, you know, with football season coming up, I just think that because you don't have to touch it very, very much, you know, just...
Yeah, that's true.
You get there early, set the grill up first, and get the meat on the grill, and then get your tent up and everything else that you need up. But, you know, you get there at 10 a.m., and you throw it on there, and if it's a 7 o'clock game, you got plenty of time.
Right.
And you don't have to worry, but you can still socialize and throw the football and whatever else.
You got the atmosphere from the smell.
Yes.
Right. I cannot talk about the smell enough. It's wonderful.
I agree.
But yeah, if you've got a smoker with a firebox on the side, you're not going to get to talk to anybody because that thing takes constant maintenance.
Yep.
And maybe I'm just not good at using the firebox, but the ones that I've used, it's constant, like, oh, it's getting too hot. Oh, it's going out. You know, fix it. Yeah. Hurry, put more wood in there.
Yeah.
There's an art to it. I'm just not that good an artist.
Yeah. So, Doug, one of the things that I learned, especially with like a brisket, is you have to let it rest.
Yes.
Okay. So I think that's a huge mistake that a lot of people make, is like they pull it off the smoker and they're like, all right, let's dig in. And they don't let it rest.
You know, they start pulling it, or
yeah, they start pulling it. You know, and so what we say when we say let it rest, you're supposed to, like, you know, wrap it up in aluminum foil, then maybe like with a towel, and then throw it in an ice chest without the ice.
With just, no ice.
Yeah. With no ice, just throw it in the cooler and let it sit for like 2 hours, because what it does is it kind of solidifies and it like encapsulates the juices. Yeah.
Or even 15 minutes.
Stuck back in. It just kind of hangs out.
Yeah, and it makes it so much better.
Yeah, but if you can't let it sit for 2 hours, even 15 minutes will make a difference.
30 minutes at a minimum would be my call.
I agree. Like, I think, you know, the longer the better.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'll tell you, the last time, the best use of the Traeger I've found, it's electric. You plug it in, and like I said, you set your temperatures, and you let it go. So me and three other buddies, we all went camping and skiing. So we were on the lake. And so we pulled up the camper, and my buddy has a truck bed camper. It just fits right on the back of his truck bed. Then he pulled his ski boat. So we went out skiing for 4 hours, and then we came back to check on our brisket. Like, we pulled the boat right up next to our campsite, walked up, checked on it, and then you leave. You go ski for another 4 hours, and you kept coming back and checking on the brisket, and it just did its thing. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
So you're talking about, like, you can just walk away from it.
That is,
and
the
go
thing
do
of
other
beauty.
Man type things.
Yeah. And you know, when you have 7 kids, it's nice to be able to be a little hands free.
It is very nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I've talked to some other people who had Traeger grills, and they are just like you, Doug, in that they were raving fans of that grill, and they've, I mean, it's like I've had this exact conversation with other people saying, you got to get this one. Don't get the other brands. Like, they look the same, but they're not. And this, it is mind blowing for them. You can just tell.
I don't care for cauliflower, but I smoked cauliflower on there and had it with pesto sauce. It was amazing.
No kidding.
Wow. Wow.
Yes.
I do like to throw experiments out on, like, when I'm smoking. Like, hey, you got any green beans? Let's throw those on there. Let's see what happens when you smoke green beans. You know, like, anything that you can smoke. In fact, tonight we smoked mushroom, bacon-wrapped mushrooms and barbecue sauce.
Ooh.
We smoked that sounds beautiful. We smoked it.
Doug, have you ever smoked a pizza?
That sounds glorious.
Doug, have you ever smoked a pizza?
Yes, I did one a week ago.
No kidding.
It turned out great.
You can. That's the thing about smoking in general, is that it's going to be good if you smoke low and slow, steady.
I don't know,
you know,
if y'all have a Papa Murphy's where you pick it up.
Yeah. They'll give you grilling instructions.
It's awesome.
That's what I did. I grabbed a Papa Murphy's, and that was my experiment. So now I may just have to start making my own dough and going at it, making my own pizza.
Yep.
Fantastic.
All right, so when we get back, we're gonna talk about a stay-at-home dad. There's a lot of dads out there that are stay-at-home dads. Doug is a stay-at-home dad. We're gonna dive into this topic. I'm Adam Manhattan, sitting here with David Niles. We have Doug Johnson here with us, Doug on Tap. Go check him out on Facebook. We're on the Lord's team,
the winning side. So raise your glass.
Welcome back to the Catholic Man Show. The Catholic Man Show. We are now 70. Our 70 win streak has come.
It feels 70, man. It feels so good.
It feels good. We have won for
it's
the
a
last
big number.
For the last 70 weeks in a row, we have won the most manly Catholic or no manly podcast on iTunes.
In the universe.
Absolutely.
So, Dave and I are the only ones who give out the award. We're the only people on the chair. But
It was an easy win, though, this
easy
week.
Easy win this week. no, we're here with Doug Johnson. Go check him out on Facebook, Doug on Tap. Our man drink today is a Scottish style ale from Founders Brewery. We just got done talking about
language advisory. The name of the beer is Dirty Bastard.
Yes,
by Founders. People tell us that we need to say the name of the beer more often in the second half of the show.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm trying to do.
Okay.
One thing is it really such a bad name? I mean, like, it's a Scottish ale. Bastard may be like dude over there.
Maybe.
That's true. That's true. I'm not really sure the connotation of the word.
Yeah. But it's awful over here. Like, the peace sign over here means one thing, but other places, like the middle finger.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's what I've heard, that in England, I have no idea if this is true, but I have been told this, that the F word doesn't really mean, it's not as bad as it is over here. And
really?
That's just what I don't know. I've heard that.
Or is it just that it's the culturally norm?
Maybe they just don't care. Yeah. Who knows?
Well, they say it so often, I'm pretty sure it's like and the.
Right, exactly. Exactly. So we just had, that was our beer. The Traeger Grill was our man gear today.
Yeah, dude, I do want one of those.
I do too, man.
Anyone works for Traeger Grill and they want to send us like a free one,
please do.
Rumor
so.
Rumor has it,
I'll give you Traeger, my address.
The people that created Traeger Grill, they're a Catholic family.
What?
Wow, yeah. And I can't believe we...
Well, then they definitely listen to the podcast.
Yeah, they need to if they're not...
There's
yeah.
no way they don't.
We need to plug... Yeah, we did not get paid to plug this, so... hey, Traeger! I want to jump into
the topic. We got to call him.
I agree.
Okay, but yes, you're right. The topic.
Let's talk about the topic, because it's a very interesting topic for me.
For me, too.
Because, let me tell you something... My wife, as a stay-at-home mom, works way harder than I do at work.
Yeah.
You know, she works her tail off.
I get a lunch break every day.
Yeah, exactly. I get a lunch break. Like, I get to, like, be quiet. I actually go to I go to restaurants sometimes and order lunch by myself and sit down and just, like, sit there in quiet.
Wow.
You know, like a psycho or something. Like, like, I don't even bring my phone in sometimes. I just, like, want to sit and enjoy, you know, like.
Just want to stare at a hamburger on a ciabatta
bun.
Such
a weird thing these days, you know. But so Doug is a stay-at-home dad, a father of seven, two twins. One set of twins, yes.
Yes.
That is under, what was the ages again? Actually, give them all the ages.
My oldest daughter is 10. And then I have four boys, ages 5, 4, 3, 2. But the 3 and 2-year-old, they're only 7 months apart because the 2-year-old, we adopted him.
Okay.
When our youngest was only a few months old. And then we managed to wait, space them out a little bit there. And then we had the twins, which... awesomely, we went to Mother Teresa's canonization, and we knew that was the perfect time to start trying. So that was a heck of a gift right there.
Sweet.
That is awesome.
So yeah. Boys or girls with the twins?
Girls with the twins. So we bookended with girls.
All right.
So we started with a girl and we ended with girls. Hopefully. We'll see how that goes. Yeah.
God willing. God willing.
Doug, there's got to be a lot of structure that you have to have with seven kids as a stay-at-home dad.
No
structure. Okay, let me ask
it. Organized chaos is what I would call it.
Okay, well
you can, I think maybe you could try to have structure, but
yeah, at least some. Yeah, okay.
I probably do have structure. I just don't know what it is. So
walk us through a day. Walk us through a typical day, if there is
a typical schedule I'm trying to get going is I got. A daughter in fifth grade and my son in kindergarten, they go to a private Catholic school. And so I get up, I load everybody into the van, I go and I drop them off, we come home. And then so how many do I got left there after that? Five I have left. Do some breakfast, and then I try to make it to the Y or the gym by 10 o'clock. And they have childcare there for like 2 hours. I can drop them all off. And I can work out for an hour and then get on my computer for an hour. Like you said, like a psycho, just sitting there by myself, just vegging out. They got couches. I've considered taking a nap.
This is a dad hack right here.
Yeah.
And then come home at 12, we do lunch, hang out, let Netflix babysit them for a couple hours. And then I go back and pick up my kids at school. And then we just try to survive after that. Like, when do we eat? Do I make food ahead of time or do we order pizza? And so that's, but for the most part, it's a lot of, so do you want to watch Paw Patrol or or Little Einsteins?
Yeah.
And let's go outside and play on the swing somewhere in there.
Yeah. I know, unfortunately, I know way too much about both Paw Patrol and Little Einsteins. I know more than I really wish.
I can sing you the songs.
Yeah. Please don't. Please don't.
I won't.
Please don't do that.
But I could.
Okay, so what are some of the joy, like, because I ask my wife this every once in a while, because sometimes, you know, she comes home and she, or I come home and she's just like, you can tell she's just exhausted. You know, we only have three. We don't have seven, but I mean, she works so hard and she does so much that I can just tell she's exhausted. And so I ask her sometimes, you know, what are some of the joys that you have, you know, as being with the kids? So what would you say some of the joys are?
I guess knowing that if anybody's going to screw them up, it's me.
As it should be.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of group time and there's one-on-one time that you get with them. You just have like little moments with them and they're a lot of fun. And even when you're irritated or you're like getting on to them, they're not, your day is not going the way you planned, you still love what you do. Like, you still wouldn't trade it in. Like, I was a teacher for 5 years. And I ain't going back to that anytime soon.
Yeah.
Like, I'll stick to mine, you know? And yeah. So, it's, I guess some of the, like, my favorite thing would definitely be cooking meals for my kids.
Really?
Okay.
They sit at the table and they wait for me, and it's usually bacon with a side of something.
I love it.
This is exactly what it would be like if I was doing what you're doing. Like, you're talking about a pizza. Yep, we'd have pizza all the time, you know, like bacon, milk, and beans. You can survive on that, right? And here's some carrots.
Yeah.
Well, one thing that I want to ask you, Doug, is, you know, as fathers, we're called to be the spiritual leaders, you know, and still the leader of our household. And just if I can ask you a personal question, was that when you were transitioning to stay-at-home dad, did you have any struggles with, you know, not working anymore and kind of filling that stereotypical role as a breadwinner? Did you struggle with still maintaining to be the, like, the leader or spiritual leader or just even the day-to-day leader of the of your family?
Oh, absolutely. That's a fantastic question. I've gotten that plenty of times, and I like answering it because I think a lot of men struggle. Like, we're brought up, like, you take care of your family, and the way you take care of your family is bringing home a paycheck.
Right.
And teaching them how to work with wood and be the Ron Swanson of the house. I don't know if you're watching.
Oh, yes.
Parks and Rec.
Yes.
But anyway, so no, it took me probably about a year and a half, 2 years struggling with what am I providing here? And it's like, oh yeah, I'm providing my kids with a stable parent and a stable home. And I create the schedule as chaotic as it may be, but like, and I'm providing the majority of the values that they're going to learn come from me. And so they see me taking a break and go outside. If we build a birdhouse that day, well, they learned that, and they're like, okay, this is, we worked on this, and this is the result of that work. And so, I feel like it did take me a while to be like, what am I providing my family?
Sure.
And so I'm providing them a lot more than a pay, like, there's more value, I think, in having a stay-at-home parent than a lot of paychecks would provide. I know a lot, not every family can do it, but I think if more families just gave it a go for like a year, they would see like, wow, this is paying and tenfold, like,
dividends,
way more out of this. Like, even if you weren't a Christian, you're like, I am teaching my kids, I'm hands-on with my kids, they're going to remember this too, you know?
Yeah.
So they have an example of what parenting is that they can fall back on. So no, that, yeah, there was a struggle, but then once I got over it, I was all in. I love it.
So yeah. I can imagine that it's more of just like a struggle with pride. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the issue. And I think we all struggle with that regardless. I mean, there's guys who are, working, and not bringing enough home, and that they don't feel like that they're bringing in enough. You know what I mean? Right. So, I mean, it's just a kind of like a pride thing.
Yeah. And, to feel like, oh, I'm not a financial contributor. Well, that's just the wrong approach, I think, because, you and Abby, your wife, you've got to sit down, and it's up to you as well to say, Abby, I think the work that you're doing, the mission that you have, is so important that as mm-hmm. the leader of the house, I need to make sure I can do whatever is necessary so that you can do that mission. And so that's a great example of leadership, fatherly leadership right here. But anyway, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Catholic Man Show with Adam Minahan and David Niles. We're on the Lord's team,
the winning side.
So raise your glass. Welcome back to the Catholic Man Show. I'm David Niles, here with Adam Minahan. We are joined via Google Hangouts by Doug Johnson, stay-at-home dad extraordinaire. They used to call seven kids a good start. These days, it's full on weird, but I like it. So we're talking about you staying at home, being a stay-at-home dad.
Let's recap the drink and the gear so people don't get mad at us.
Okay, so we're drinking, language advisory, Dirty Bastard by Founders Brewery, mm-hmm. which is a fantastic Scotch ale. I really recommend it. Our man gear today was the Traeger Smoker Grill. Can you also grill with it, or is it just a smoker?
Yeah, you crank up the heat, and then you can throw a steak. I like direct flame for a steak. Mm-hmm. But say you want to make fajitas, you throw them out there, 30 minutes, you're done. Yeah, you can cook a lot of stuff.
All right. Well, that changes the game if it's both. So, but yeah. that was our man gear. If you don't know what that is, apparently it's owned by a Catholic company. So go check out their website. Google it.
Yeah, Google it.
I don't know what it is. Google it.
And if you work there, hook us up.
We want you to call us.
Reach out immediately.
Please. I have a tiny Weber grill in my back patio. I mean, it's the smallest Weber grill you can buy. Please. I hope.
You'll feel like you upgraded 10 times.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like a bazillion.
Anyway. Like I said earlier, we're talking about, Doug, you being a stay-at-home dad. And just, this is the Catholic Man Show. And so this is a crucial thing. One of the guys, Council of Man members who introduced us to you, we mentioned earlier, Rich, he is also a stay-at-home dad. And so there's definitely a stigma today about men staying at, doing the stay-at-home dad almost. I'm going to go so far as to say the stigma would suggest you're a failure if, you're the stay-at-home dad, like, oh, you're having to have your wife take care of you. That's kind of the attitude. And we were talking about earlier how that's just totally wrong because as the man, I mean, the couple always does this, whether the wife stays home or the man stays home. But, you guys have to make that decision together for what's not only good for your family, but the charism of your family. And in your case, your wife, Abby, has a very unique role to play in evangelization.
Right. Right. She, I couldn't do what she did. Like I said, really, I can't go out there and talk about what it was like to work in Planned Parenthood. She did that for 8 years. I didn't.
Right.
I could talk about what it was like to be married to her, which is part of what I do on my blog. But that's her job. Like, God was like, hey, I need you to take care of this for me. Mm-hmm. And then he told me, he's like, hey, I need you to take care of your wife and your kids while she does this for me. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the way I look at it. It's like, she got tapped to do one job. I got tapped to do another. And it goes really well. Like, actually, our marriage is 10 times better now that, like, not just joining the Catholic Church, but, like, then embracing parenthood and mm-hmm. raising a big family and taking that on, and it just suits us just fine. And then, you know, what she does, and so, and working together to make sure our kids have what they need, and because they're mm-hmm. kind of our first priority, you know.
Right. Sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
They're going out into the world. We got to get them into heaven.
That's somehow. Right.
I don't know. That's I'm busy grilling and drinking. I don't know. Yeah.
when Abby comes home, I'm assuming she probably comes home around 5:30, 6, somewhere around there. What happens?
Oh, she comes like she's home all summer long. So we're both at home.
Okay. That's awesome.
That's good. Yeah.
And usually she's made it when she comes home from a trip, because most of the business she does is traveling, and she's mm-hmm. made it so that she usually lands in the morning. And so she comes in the door. What happens is the kids bombard her with hugs and kisses.
Right.
And start asking her for all the things I said no to.
Okay, so your kids are exactly like mine. Okay, cool. Yeah.
So they're like, hey, we want this, this, and this. But I got to stand there doing like the hand to the throat thing, like, no, I said no to that.
Right.
And, like, nah. And she's like, I just want to sit down, guys. And, you know, she can barely get in the door, and they're all climbing all over because, you know, they love her to pieces. But
right.
And she's kind of a softie. So she's like, I spend all my time away from him. I don't want to make him cry by saying no. I was like, yeah, but you got to.
Yeah.
Like, they need to hear no. A
yeah.
little more often.
Yeah. No kidding. So,
yeah. But no, that's like when she comes home, and then we just jump right into, hey, what are we having for dinner tonight? And this, that, and the other. So,
yeah.
Great.
Man, so I was on your Facebook page earlier before we started recording, and I saw a picture of two of your boys standing in what looked like the deepest mud puddle I'd ever seen.
Yes. Yeah.
It was pretty sweet. And it's just like, I really got this image of you staying at home raising young men. You know, like,
yes.
If mom were here, we wouldn't be swimming in this mud puddle.
Right.
But since dad's here, guess what we're doing?
We've gotten really good at shrugging, going like, yeah, that's what they're going to do. Let them have it. It's fine. Go get dirty. But I'm like, you can get dirty, but you're staying. If you want to continue to get dirty, you're staying. You're not coming inside dirtying up the house that I just cleaned.
Right.
Yeah. The back and forth thing, that gets on my daggum nerves. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
No doubt.
Yeah. It does me and all the time.
Yeah. And I'm not even the one who has to typically clean it up.
Right.
So
yeah.
I can only imagine, man.
Yeah.
So,
well, I don't want my wife to get up and clean it up. She's got enough to do with the interviews and this, that, and the other. So I'm like, no, you stay still. And so, yeah, I don't want her to have to clean it up, but she will. And sometimes I let her.
Out of the graciousness of your own heart.
Yeah, well, you know, she wants to do that. It's fine. She enjoys it.
Fine. I can say yes to you.
Yeah.
You can clean it up.
Right.
So, did you, before you decided to make this change and stay home, would you have thought, yeah, I could do that? Or would you have said, no, there's no way I could do that? Because I think there's a lot of guys out there who say, there's no way I could do that. I just don't have the gifts to do it. So did you feel that way beforehand? And like, you just realized, you know, you ended up being able to do it just fine? Or?
Yeah, I felt like I could do it. There wasn't, because, you know, I'd been a teacher for 5 years.
Yeah.
So I had summers home with my daughter. So I kind of had a little taste of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my wife would still go to work, and I was still at home during the summer with our now 10-year-old. And so I was like, okay, yeah, I could see doing it. But in all honesty, I had such a bad experience with my last year of teaching. We moved cities about 2 hours away. And I didn't want to actually apply for jobs. And so I kind of lazied my way into it. And I was like, well, we'll try it out. And then we found out after just a few months that, like, oh, I need to be doing this, because Grace started school. And, like, so from – there's not a whole lot of jobs other than teaching that have school hours.
Right.
Right? So I was like, well – and she's like, no, I need you at home. So, like, there's things – she would call me. She'd be like, I need you to run to the bank. I need you to fax this for me. I need you to do this while I'm over here, or FedEx this to this place I'm going. And it was a lot easier for me to do that if I didn't have, like, a job to go to. If my job was at home, again, taking care of the home and the family, which is so important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, absolutely. Like if there's one thing Satan's going to attack, it's the family and the home.
Absolutely. Because he hates
it, you know, because that's how we're building more Christians.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you don't believe it, just look around.
Right.
Exactly. He's been doing that for a long, long time.
Yeah. Without a doubt. So what are some of the things that like are just a struggle for you? Just, you know, let's be open, because I mean, there's guys that are probably, you know, listening right now that may say, well, maybe I'll be a stay-at-home dad. What's something that's like a struggle for you that you would not have realized would have been a struggle before you actually jumped into it?
Sometimes there's just, you know, you look on other moms, you know, mommy blogs, which I just ignore now, and all these things they're doing, all these things are getting right. Oh, I did this activity and I'm doing this wonderful thing with my kid, and I don't have the energy for it half the time. And I'm like, you know what? Sometimes like I just want to sit on the couch and doze off for 15 minutes while my kids jump on my head. And like, I don't want to get out colors and then have to clean out the colors today. Like, yeah, most days I'll do it, but there's days you're like, I don't want to do that.
Right.
And I think it's fine. You just like, you know, they don't have to do it. They're still going to have a chance of going to college if you don't do that. You know, people act like, oh no, you've ruined your child by not swaddling them a certain way. I'm like, yeah, shut up.
Yeah.
So
no, I totally agree with that.
It's just so funny to hear you talk about this kind of stuff, because it's like, that's exactly how I feel.
Yeah.
Like, that stuff's like, stupid anyway.
Yeah, so many people are like, oh, you gotta do it this way. I was like, are you sure? You sure there's not a million ways to do it right and wrong? So I'll do both. I'll figure it out on my own. So
yeah, so like what they do with kids before Crayola was invented, huh?
Yeah.
You think they were all messed up back then?
Or like mom blogs before that.
People get on you like, you shouldn't have the TV on. I'm like, I tell you what, if some lady in whatever time was churning butter, and if you had told her, hey, you can turn on Netflix and your kid will leave you alone for an hour while you take care of this, she would have been on top of it. She'd have been, yes, this is way better than a stick and a wheel or whatever it is.
So we're about out of time. I just want to encourage everybody to go check out our blog that we did with you. We collaborated. Thanks so much for participating, Doug, but it's been a lot of fun to review these beers.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, Father Brian Ketterer would be all about reviewing these beers, and like I'm not up to his league, but
no.
The only way, you got to practice. You got to practice. So,
I
Doug,
agree.
Thanks so much for carving out the time for us. Go check him out. Doug on tap.
I am dead.
Thanks, brother. Doug on tap. Go check him out on Facebook. We're on the Lord's team.
The winning side.
All right.
So raise your glass.
Cheers to Jesus. Cheers.